Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. David Ankin and veteran star of the hit TV show Toy Makers realized early on that being a stuntman wasn't a long-term career.
So he decided to turn his passion into a new career that others could enjoy. Now David's challenge is constantly coming up with something new and unique.
That ingenuity, which is having the ability to be clever, original, inventive, is what propelled David Ankin to the top of his field and success with Toy Makers.
David's journey turned into a hit TV show where people watch him work his magic. He shares ways that ingenuity can fuel your home business.
So greetings, David Ankin. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
How's everybody doing? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Hey, we proved today that if you persevere, you can make technology work. So you had some problem with internet and had to drive around a little bit, but came back and we're making it work on a smartphone now.
That's right. We can make it happen.
Anything's possible. So David, let's learn more about your fascinating journey from stuntman to reality TV star. What inspired you to start the Toy Makers brand, and how did that lead you to a hit TV show?
You know, I don't think there's any real answer there. In life, you're always trying to get better or do more. You know, TV is something that's way out of the box for us. So, you know, we love to build cars and motorcycles and anything else in the box. So for us, it just was sort of a natural thing that happened. Now that we're here, it has a whole set of problems in itself. So, but it was good.
So you had already had a little bit of work in creativity. You'd had some background with it, and it just kind of naturally rolled into, developing a brand and rolling into a TV show then.
Yeah, TV, you know, a brand is one thing. You know, when I never wanted to do TV. That wasn't my goal. We built hot rods and cars and motorcycles. And the TV thing just sort of came about. It's an hour-long commercial for your brand. So
that's a good way to look at it.
Fight it. In the end, it's the smart move. You know, you try to get into TV, try to increase your brand and get brand awareness. But I never realized it would be what it is. It's a little overwhelming at sometimes.
So. It's always that way. You plan out a lot of different businesses, but it's the one you never expected. Just kind of happens naturally, and you just gotta roll with that wave.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. But I love what we do, being able to bring in. You know, our demographic, if you will, or our, I love gearheads or the motor industry itself and all motorsports. So to be able to thrive in that business is an amazing feeling.
Well, David, tell us a little bit more about your hit TV show, Toy Makers, and, you know, how did you make that brand stand out in such a ruthlessly competitive market?
Well, you know, there is no, again, you know, I don't deal with just Dodges or just diesels or just Ford trucks. We deal with it all. We deal with toys. So, and I consider a toy anything with a motor. I just don't care. So for me to stand out, you have to be different. Everybody's built a Camaro or a Mustang or a Corvette. So to build a Camaro that's different than everybody else is really hard. So all the way across the board, we have to be different, or we have to look at what the youth of today is coming with. Really want to do. So the youth of today is considerably different than me, the old guy. You know, I'm older. I always thought a 69 Camaro was cool. The young kids today don't even know what a 69 Camaro is.
Man, when I was in high school, if you had a 1970 Chevelle SS 396 with a Hurst shifter, you were God.
you absolutely were, but you bring up an exact point. So to grow, the youth of today don't know what that is. They're talking about Teslas and electric cars, driving your cell phone or self-driving cars. So the industry is completely changing, and it's changing fast. So we have to stay ahead of that curve on so many levels.
So I'm hearing something you're saying, you know, a good nugget there is niches. You've got to find that niche and develop and find that sweet spot and then develop it.
Yeah, absolutely, but realize niches change all the time. I mean, I bet 15 niches in my life. So, you know, one minute it might be a big tire bike, then it might be a bagger, then it might be a OEM car or LS motors with turbos, or like you said, a big block with a four speed. You know, niches change over years. So trying to really excel at any of them for any length of time, you got to be open-minded and be willing to mold yourself into what the niches are, maybe be a better way to put it.
Good point. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Anajet. Start up a fun and profitable decorative printing business with Anajet. Print decorative graphics on t-shirts, aprons, mouse pads, and other promotional products. A booming industry, Anajet provides an easy-to-operate system. Call 855-863-1638 or visit anajet.com/HBM or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
So, David, if you can set your business apart as being original, it will help you get noticed. Talk with us about getting noticed.
You know, getting noticed is the most important thing. We do events all the time where there's 150,000 people show up and you roll into a parking lot. You don't want to look like everybody else. Nobody cares. If there's 50,000 Camaros there and you roll in a Camaro, you're just a Camaro guy. So you have to set yourself apart, and we've done that. Every year I do one car that is completely a hand-built car from the ground up. We do the chassis, the body, the windows, the interior. We don't buy anything off the shelf and bolt it on. There's nothing bought. It's built.
So you try to each year do something that's original then.
You got to really, and there's no right or wrong. I think there's what works. There's no right or wrong. Get outside the box for us. For me, it's anybody. The OEM cars is where we make our money. The Camaros, the Mustangs, the Corvettes, so on and so forth. But building a one-off custom car is really cool because as a kid, you look at Hot Wheels. Man, if I could ever drive that car, I'd drive all the time. So that's what I try to do. You live outside the box and build something nobody else has. And it's that poster on the wall. I couldn't afford $1 million to buy the poster. We had to learn how to build that poster on the wall.
So when you start building it, I mean, I imagine you don't have a complete plan of what it's going to look like at the end. Does it kind of evolve as you get started and then you progress? Does it change a lot?
I do one a year, and you'd be amazed. Once I see it in my head, I know where it's going. So we start with a motor and some wheels. I've got two setups right now in the shop where there's a motor and a couple wheels, and we start designing around it. But once I have it built in my head, it stays pretty true to what I'm going to do. The problem I have is getting anybody else on my team to see what I see.
That's always a challenge. So begin with the end in mind. That's a good way of looking at it. Well, you know, being in business is a marathon, not a sprint. David, how can ingenuity help with this longevity?
Listen, nothing happens overnight. I call it the pipe dream. If you walk in there thinking you're going to be successful tomorrow, that's a mistake. You got to be, you know, diligent. You got to persevere. You got to work as hard and as long as you can. I think to be successful, in my mind, you got to do something you love to do. This is what I love to do. It's not work. My vacation is work. I mean, I'm taking cars.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I have a car every weekend or bike, and I go to some event, and we're playing and goofing off on $100,000 toys. It's a dream, to be honest. It's the hardest dream I've ever lived, but I'm humbled, I'm blessed, I'm truly fortunate to do what we do. But let me tell you something, persevere, you know, you really go after what you want, you can do anything.
Hey, what do you think of the term grit? Grit, has that been part of it? You just got to persevere with grit?
You know, absolutely. If you don't, listen, how many times in life do you want to quit? I mean, you can't quit. Have grit. You better say, look, you know what? I'm going to cut my nose off to spite my face. I'm going to dig in. Too many people are out there finding an excuse to fail. Find an excuse to win for me. It isn't about failing. It's about winning. I don't know how to fail.
So David, good decisions increase ingenuity. And how does this lead to creative solutions?
You know, I think if you don't try, if you don't fail, you can't win. So by saying you don't fail, you got to go in and try it with every aspect possible and pick the one that makes you not fail. So you gotta have ingenuity. You have to go in and really think outside the box. Everybody thinks inside the box. I don't. I go the other way, think outside the box. And I think if you I think that makes you succeed by not looking at it like everybody else does. There's a written plan for everything. I don't ever follow a written plan on anything.
So part of that decisions you make is like that vision of the car that you have that you'll work on all year.
Yeah.
You know, that you'll look at that as part of that decision to create a creative solution.
Yeah, you have to, you know, I think too many people get hung up on the fact that you have to have a 100% plan from day one. I think you have to have a finished product in mind or a finished destination you're going to. But along the way, life throws you monkey wrenches. You got to learn to duck and jive and mm-hmm. put your feet down and say, look, this is where I'm going and how I'm going to get there. You just got to get there.
Let's hit that a little bit more. So, you know, business leaders with initiative have drive and determination, David. So how can this drive actually improve ingenuity?
Well, if you have drive, if you really have drive, you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to create your own ingenuity to get there. But I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say outside of, if you don't have drive, you can have all the drive in the world, and that drive will get you to the ingenuity to make you.
It helps with the perseverance then. Yep. That drive helps with the perseverance that's really integral to ingenuity.
Yeah. I mean, in the big scheme, you just can't quit. You just can't. You got to go after it.
So, David, going off of that even further, ingenuity helps create opportunity, and how can this help make things happen for us in the business world?
You know, opportunity is what it's on. If you persevere, you buckle in, and you really get, you create some ingenuity that somebody else hasn't thought about, and then all of a sudden, the other opportunities start opening up. And, you know, for business, you know, opportunities, what you have to learn to read the opportunity. You got to embrace the opportunity. You got to go after the opportunity. But sometimes you got to be a little got to have some ingenuity to get that opportunity as well.
You think you can actually kind of create your own opportunity, you know, just to take and expand it?
I think you have to in today's world. If you don't create your own opportunity, somebody else will take it. It isn't handed to anybody. Nothing in my life's been easy. We work all the time. I mean, this whole, you even look about how today I wasn't ready for any of it. I'm sitting on the floor in the middle of an interview because internet.
We persevered with some, with the marathon and grit and made it work.
You just got to go with the flow and it just happens and how it happens. So.
Well, David Ankins, this has been an inspiring story of building a reality TV show with ingenuity. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
No, listen, life is hard. Life is easy. And we're blessed over here. I love what we do. Love the people that we've surrounded ourselves with. And, you know, I always tell everybody, if you put your head down, you work hard and give it 110%, you can do anything you want to do in life. And we're blessed to be here. And thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you.
David Ankin, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Yep, thank you guys very much.
To learn more about David Ankin and Toymakers, visit toymakers.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.